Watching Wall Street has been like watching a seesaw, down, then up. So where are stocks going?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Stocks started 2016 on a down note, and then there was a nice recovery in February and March. But where is the stock market going from here? This is Your Money Matters. I'm John Werdock at the Wall Street Journal. Joining us is Chad Morganlander, Portfolio Manager at Washington Crossing Advisors. So, Chad, I guess, do you have your Tums out? Do you have your antacids? Where are stocks going from here?
So I think there's a short-term perspective as well as the long-term perspective. In the short term, we've had this rally off the bottom that was fueled by monetary policy, not only here in the United States, but also within Europe. And also a tremendous commitment from China to try to stabilize their currency and also provide a fiscal response. That emboldened risk-taking and as well a hope that global growth would reaccelerate. But now the transition period has to happen where earnings and growth actually do happen. And we're not really seeing a huge impulse of growth with not only here in the United States, but also overseas and particularly in the emerging markets. And earnings this quarter have been relatively disappointing to just kind of neutral. What I mean by that is that earnings growth is actually down year over year, as well as revenue is down year over year.
Going forward, if stocks are going to continue to climb higher, what's going to be the catalyst?
Well, we certainly believe it would have to be earnings that would actually be a catalyst, as well as global growth reemerging and reaccelerating, as well as global trade reaccelerating. We've had very little of that, and hence the reason why we think that investors should be somewhat more pragmatic or cautious now that we've had this terrific rally. We are recommending that investors now go neutral to underweight risk in their portfolio and move up the quality spectrum at this point.
Now, as we talk on Tuesday, some of the big headlines out there, Apple dealing with an 8-day losing streak, the stock at its worst, doing its worst since the late 1990s. Of course, Apple, once a darling. Is that a culprit here? What is putting the downward pressure on stocks as we talk after the opening bell on Tuesday?
Well, if we speak a little bit about Apple, Apple's revenues have declined year over year with their latest quarterly numbers, as well as profit margins have declined, hence the reason why you have selling pressure continuing within Apple. Now, when we look, though, at what's happening in the short run on why this volatility has spiked, it has more to do with currencies within the financial system. So, for example, talking again about monetary policy. The Bank of Japan did not move in more aggressive manner or dovish manner with their policy a week ago. And, of course, their currency has spiked relative to the dollar. So that caused a tremendous disturbance within their equity markets, going down roughly about 8 to 10%. So this volatility, we believe, will continue at least in the short run.
And some of the auto sales news we've been getting, relatively good. It was a tough start to the year for many automakers. How would you characterize auto sales, and where do you see that going, given that it's been such a bright spot?
Yeah, auto sales have been a bright spot over the course of the last not only 6 months, but over the last 6 years. We don't anticipate a drastic fall-off within auto sales. In the short run, the number has gone down a bit, which has put a bit of selling pressure or uncertainty within the sector or industry. But nonetheless, we don't believe that the U.S. economy is going to go into a recession. We believe that autos as well as industrials are going to be more tied towards global growth estimates than actual U.S. Growth rates.
And on Friday, we get the latest jobs report. Speaking of the U.S. economy, what's your expectation?
So we believe that it's going to come in line with expectations. Any number above 200,000 would be a positive and would bode well for the jobs market. With that said, I think still the Federal Reserve is in a tough spot because they talk about unemployment being 5%, but yet the next statistic that they should really focus on is the percentage of people actually employed in the United States is less than it has been in 2007. The jobs market is moving in the right direction, but nonetheless, it hasn't fully recovered.
He is Chad Morganlander, Portfolio Manager at Washington Crossing Advisors. Chad, thanks for your time and insights.
Thank you, John.
And if you like this show, check out all our shows. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Your Money Matters is also on the Amazon Echo. And if you got an Android device now, just go to Google Play Music app and type in WSJ. I'm John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.